Welcome to the Outside Media Group, where we talk battle rap from top tier, mid tier, to lower tier. There's no biases here. And today, we got to do our recap on the Smack Volume 4 event. Everybody introduce yourself, and we're going to take right off.
Yeah, man. Foot, man. Coming straight from out of Zone 6, Atlanta, Georgia, man.
It's King Keystone, Peanut Butter Lightning. Let's get it.
Hey, man. Every fucking bar fuck is you talking about? Just Peas is the movement.
Hey, it's your girl, VA Finest, also known as... Hey, I'm so bad. Me?
You cut out a little bit. Run it back. Hold on, get it together.
Okay, it's your girl, VA Finest, also known as...
Oh, they playing you, Larry.
Oh man. What happened? Hold on. Let it get the bars together, man. You got to run it back because it cut out.
Hold on.
It cut out again? Never mind.
Yeah.
We can hear you now.
We only got one female on our side.
We only got one female, man.
They played my man Larry. Hashtag justice for Larry. But anyway, Drake, into it. You dig?
All right, so listen. Saturday, Smack Volume 4, man. How y'all fellas feel about the event? You know what I'm saying? Was y'all excited? You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about it? You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, how do y'all feel about this?
Clean paper, battle of the night.
All right, so what we're gonna do now is we're gonna go ahead and take Keystone's jersey and his key. You know, fuck our credibility.
My bad, y'all. My phone rang, but nah, listen, y'all. So listen.
Hey, damn, Dre. So he just gonna be stoned? You taking his key?
Oh, bars. No. Right now we asking. We asking how you felt about the event in total. Like, you know what I'm saying? Was you hyped about it? You know what I'm saying? Just give a little brief summary before we go to the battle. I actually was
hyped up about the event. I actually had the event. Actually, I think the Volume 4, I'm pretty sure we can all agree Volume 4 was pretty much exciting, you know what I'm saying, with the matchups. And I think everybody, you know what I'm saying, felt that this was going to be a real good event. It was no extra gas, you know what I'm saying? I can't say it was gas, you know what I'm saying, out the building or nothing like that. It was a dope event. I think it was a fire event, definitely. I liked it. It was worth the money. It was worth the money.
Hey, man, I didn't get to see it. You know what I mean? I was battling at my own event, so I'm going to play the moderator tonight, you dig? I'm going to be the unknowing fan.
What? You didn't watch the event? Oh.
No, man. I was rapping. I was rapping.
Yeah. Yeah, he was getting smoked himself, so you know what I mean?
I was on one side of the venue, it was the rundown soul food joint. On the other side, it was the bandos and the hood apartments. Yo, we was in there like that, you feel me? I was waiting on a crackhead to ask me for a dollar at some point. But with that being said,
let's start at the bottom of the card then. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Danny Myers versus Chef Trez.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. What? Go ahead. You cutting in and out, but go ahead. I thought
it was an event. I was excited about an event, but I wasn't necessarily excited about the matchups. But once the event came on, it was just good. I just liked the whole event. I like that it wasn't over with at midnight. You feel me? You know how they go.
Yeah, I agree. Them damn intermissions.
Yeah, I like that.
Damn.
And they did sprinkle some new music in there. Like,
they did.
On Twitter, I kept saying, like, yo, come on, man. You playing the same people over and over again. Like, the same music. Yeah. Come on, Avo. We know this is your squad, bro. You got people just you playing their music and they not even on a card. I think it should be a rule that everybody that got music that's on the card, they should at least get one play, yo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I heard they cut one of the songs before Cortez was starting to rap, man.
Yeah, but after the battle, after that battle, it picked back up on Cortez's verse. So
I was about to say, because shouts to Cortez, man. He always gets the short end of the stick. You dig?
Yeah, they ain't bought his verse, man. They did put him out there, but Danny Myers versus Chef Trez. Who want to go first?
I'll go first, man. I think the battle is Polo, y'all. I think the battle who? In total, the battle, the Chef Trez versus Danny Myers.
Who is this talking?
Oh, shit. Damn, yo. My bad. I had to get the phone back, man. My nigga Polo grabbed the phone, man. It's Larry Leftfoot, man. But, yo. Chef Trez. Chef Trez. Chef Trez versus Danny Myers, man. I will say the battle from our recap that we had from when we was giving our predictions, it did live up to the hype as if, you know what I'm saying, like I thought it would. It's a good debatable battle. I wouldn't argue. You know what I'm saying? If anybody has any of them two, when they both came with it, it was a good back and forth. I mean, that's what we expect out of a battle, a real good back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't lay down and die. Nobody in that battle lay down and died. You know what I'm saying? It was a good back and forth battle. Danny showed, he really showed up and, to try and show levels. Chef Trez came to show why he's solidifying and why he's in his position. So yeah, I think the battle was very highly debatable. It was a good back and forth.
Okay. So what about you, Stone?
Danny Myers kicked his ass, in my opinion. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be 100. I feel like he was saying some shit. He was saying, honestly, I mean, he was good. It wasn't like a bad performance, but I just think that Danny actually just was like we were saying earlier, he was like, fuck that little bro shit and kicked his ass.
Yeah, he did. He was on that. He was on that type of time. He was on that fuck that little bro shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm about to say, go ahead, Miss VA.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like Danny won, but it was a good battle. But I don't feel like, I don't know, there's some people that said, well, you know, you got Larry, Larry that thinks it's debatable. I didn't feel like it was debatable.
Damn, she really
The only reason why I say that I felt that it was debatable, because it is a round or two that I had to watch to actually go back to be, you know what I'm saying, sure, because when it came on the live, so I'm like, damn, I never went back to watch it to give a clear judge, because I was leaning towards Danny winning the battle. Like, hands down, I had Danny winning, but then it got down to the third, I'm sitting there like, so I was like, damn. So I just really got to watch the second and the third again, man. That's all I need to do is watch that second and third again, and I'll be clear on who I have winning. That's why, you know, because I didn't want to just take away from the battle because, you know, like y'all said, you know, Trez had some shit, came with some shit, but Danny was just on a whole nother different level too. So, but, you know, I kind of felt like Trez showed up just as well, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I didn't give a clear, you know what I'm saying, win yet.
Yeah, Trez was good, but he didn't beat Danny. Like Danny,
I don't think he,
you know,
beat
little
Danny.
Nephewed him. He little nephewed him, and then, you know, and I liked his aggression, and he just showed, you know, why, you know, we need to fuck with him more. I mean, I fuck with him, but a lot of people don't. But he just showed a lot right there.
Right. Yeah. URL, man, y'all stop sleeping on Danny, man. Go on, give Danny them plates, man. He been out here working, man. Y'all give Danny, and y'all got to start fucking with Danny, man. He showed up last night and showed y'all why he belongs. So y'all stop playing.
Danny Myers, though, he did say that, like, he would rather just rap in the small room. Now he said he don't care about that big stage. He said
and
he liked
it. This kind of shows why he's saying that, you know.
Well, it makes sense, though, because we had this discussion before about small rooms and big rooms. You have some people, when you realize why they're not on certain cars, you're like, well, because some people are just, you know, they like, they're only, you know what I'm saying, they're used to the small room. They like the small room setting because how they, you know what I'm saying, how they bars is set up and, you know, how they critique, you know what I'm saying, how they write. I think not everybody.
Go ahead.
No, you good. I just kind of feel like, I mean, okay, say for instance, we all see Danny versus T-Rex. So we don't know if the battle was like, and because it waited so long, but at the same time, it's kind of like the crowd didn't care and they slept on. But I kind of feel like I think Danny could take on stage, you know what I'm saying, on a stage platform. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how much of a big stage platform, because we never got a chance. But see, that's the thing. Still give him that fair opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, to see if, you know what I'm saying, how it works out, because, you know, he can rock a certain setting on the stage. Born Legacy, I think he can do well on there. I think he could do well, you know, small room, like volume, like the volume setting, like a band. So, you know, but we, I mean, don't know until we see.
I look at it like, if that man telling the URL flat out, look, I don't want no big stage. All I want is these small rooms, because I'm going to kill everything wrong. And I think that's what they give them. And they just
I agree. If that's something he want. You know what I'm saying?
I think I understand why, too, because big stage battles is more like a popularity contest, because it's like a bunch of the fans and stuff like that. So when you're around a bunch of your peers that want to hear bars, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna respect your bars. And we all know Danny is not the most marketable or liked guy, but he's not there to be liked. He's there to spit bars. So I kind of understand why he would say, yeah, just to go ahead and make everything right, because that'd be people's excuses. Don't nobody want to see Danny. He's not marketable, but this is supposed to be a competition. And I think that's what those small rooms is really lyrical competition. So I think he'll be good in those small rooms. But I also had Danny winning. You know, Danny's energy was up. You know what I'm saying? He was barring them. And Trez, man, you got to turn up, man. Like, you were saying some dope shit. I'm not saying you was whacking nothing like that, but you just got to turn up a little bit more. It's hard to compare, like, two people when one is just wigging the fuck out and one is just, you know, yeah, the Western and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, but when somebody's sitting there barking on you all hype, it just looks different. So I definitely have Danny winning, yo. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it'd be cool, but you got to do a little bit more, you know. It's a performance thing now, you know what I'm saying? Danny definitely, he does a performance, just his natural high-strung ability, and he shows out like that. So that, mm-hmm. in the mixture of the bars, I had Danny winning it, though.
I mean, yeah. I Lozo and Trez dropped, right, and I saw this tweet, like, someone, they were like, Trez is definitely saying some shit, but he just doesn't have, like, the delivery. Like, the delivery is, like, pausing on me and putting me to sleep type of shit. You feel me? So I think that, like, I don't know. I think, like, I'm not going to speak on it, but I think that he does have health issues. So I don't know if that kind of affects, like, the way he's able to turn up. You know what I mean?
Danny did say something about that, about whatever he does do or whatever type of illness he got. He got to get like shots in the stomach or something like that. So that could fuck with like actually projecting your voice and shit like that. My bad.
No, you good. But yeah, like I say, so I mean, I think that that's just like the part that he's missing. Cause I mean, we've seen him perform. He has like good, like real talk bars. You know what I mean? Like he can do a little bit of everything, like gun bars, drug bars, you know what I mean? Just like things of all that nature. I think that like that's just the one piece of the puzzle that's missing. And hopefully like he can, because I've always said Trez was dope, but like he battles like Dan, Rum Nitty, JC, you know what I mean? People are like, oh, he's losing, but he's losing to some of the best in the world at what they do. So like, I don't know how you can really hold that too much against him. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like before this, like he definitely said that he was hella prepared for this shit. You know what I mean? I'm glad that he finally got to show out. Hopefully, like 2019 looks like it might be his year, man. He's taken a lot of battles already. And, like he said that like there's some big things planned. So salute to both of these fellas. But, all right. So next we got T-Top versus Clean Paper. Who wants to go first here?
Washed.
Clean paper. Clean paper battle of the night.
Okay, Keystone, go ahead. Tell us more about
that. You don't know what. Hey, you want to know what I don't like about you, dog?
What is that?
No, I'm just talking. But shit. No, he got his ass kicked. Straight up. Like, I'm just like me personally. disappointed because, like, the way he was talking and the way he was saying, he was telling Norbs, he was telling other people, like, I want to get back on this stage. I want to do this. I want to do that. He like convinced me that he was gonna come back, and it kind of, to me, I don't know, him and QP done got into it, and it seemed like, hey, maybe he ain't got
no more. Allegedly, you feel me?
No, I mean, how the fuck is gonna be allegedly when both
no,
of them
no,
set
I'm
up
talking about
when both of them set trying. Up there and said that they helped each other, right? I'm like, come on, bro.
I don't know, man, but yeah, I'm disappointed to hear that, man, because I remember I had, I thought Clean Paper was about to show out. He made me believe, man, and I was never a huge Clean fan, but
Clean Paper to me, he really, like, he has some material. He did, you know what I'm saying? He showed up, but I guess the expectations, he was going to show up, spazzing, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. We didn't get that, so.
It goes back to what we just said. Mm-hmm. Danny Myers is not a performer. He's just hype and he got bars. Paper is a performing, might have bars every now and again, but he's gonna motherfucking crack the crowd up, make them laugh at your ass. He's gonna talk his shit. And the performance level, he got a different performance level. That's all it was.
Let me ask y'all, T-Top
flow in this battle, T-Top flow, and the way T-Top is with his flow and his delivery. Paper couldn't do shit with him. He got his ass kicked. I want to know something,
y'all, because I've seen all, you know what I mean? I talked to Dre about this earlier, and he told me he didn't agree. I want to get y'all thoughts on this. I'm seeing, you know what I mean? Like, Dre has been saying with some of these battles, the narratives are trying to change. I've been seeing on Twitter, you know what I mean, that, like, they saying that, like, Clean, really, but some people didn't think that T-Top was, like, super crazy. They just thought that Clean was just bad. You know what I mean? Is that how y'all felt, or what do y'all think?
I mean, first look at it, this third round, I'm very, like, mad about that shit. His face, and he just looked at him like, these motherfuckers ain't feeling what I'm saying. I don't even want to finish rapping. And he just didn't finish rapping. So, that, like, the third round, I don't even got to talk about that shit. His first and second round, he stayed on one angle too long, man. He kept talking about his mama, like, giving out sloppy toppies and all that bullshit. Man, don't nobody want to hear that for no three fucking rounds, bro. Like, bro, okay, yeah, his baby mama out there on the internet. He had a little punchline where he told him, if my baby mama was on the internet in the video, I would have been in it too, or some shit. And they hit, and you know what I'm saying?
He said, my baby mama was on the internet sucking dick. It gonna be me,
it hit the crowd and it hit. But, like, for you to sit there and to keep going because you said something about it, you didn't really elaborate on it in the first round, but you said something in the first round about it. Then you said some more about it in you know what I'm saying, in the second round. Then you had shit again in the third round, and then you just had this look on your face like you know you got your ass kicked. Like, so I mean, it was like, man, whatever. T-Top wasn't that crazy, but he was good though. I mean,
he was better. He was way better.
Yeah, his delivery.
I liked it better. Yeah, I liked him better than the last volume. I will say that though. You could tell, like, he was motivated a little, in a sense.
Okay. I can remember Dixon, right?
Yeah.
Someone said, it seems like certain someone overhypes T-Top when he's in a battle match, right? I can remember a certain guy saying that. Uh-huh. And what did I say was going to happen? Yeah, QP, he's going to be probably prepared because he's back on. It's levels. The dude T-Top is ill. He can actually rap for one. And his scheming is dope. And he's funny. Many things that QP got to face. QP only got one base thing. He's a crowd favorite, and he's funny.
Hold on, Dre. We're not going to do that. We're not going to act like QP can't rap too, man. The man's music is just as dope. You feel me?
That's a fact. But I was just pointing out the fact that he can rap. A lot of other guys, they really can't really rap or make music.
Now, I will say this. So far, like, I'm kind of digging it. You know what I mean? T-Top is being matched up lately with rappers, you know what I mean? Iron Solomon, Clean Paper, Geechee Gotti and fucking Big K. You know what I mean? Now, I mean, we all know what happened with Big K and Clean Paper. But I'm just saying, like, stylistically, it seems like they're matching him up with people that can rap well, which I didn't really think about until you brought that point up. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and hold my L on this one. You know what I mean? I thought that Clean Paper, like, I haven't seen the battle yet, so I'm not gonna like completely admit to it. I need to see all these battles first. But yeah, it sounds like he just got his ass whipped. I don't know if we're gonna when the next time we'll see Clean Paper is. You know what I mean? But then again, he's a fucking fan favorite. You know what I mean? But I believed, man, and I won't make that mistake again. You gotta earn that shit back now, champ. But let's see. Is Miss VA, have you already said what you thought about the battle?
No, I didn't say yet. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was really disappointed in the battle. And I was disappointed probably for a different reason than you guys. I chose this to be my battle of the night. And the reason why I chose it is because I think they're both comedians. So I was looking to hear, you know, some comedic genius bars. That's what I was waiting to hear. And to me, it seemed like it was a lot of aggression. And it was, I was like, wow, what's this aggression coming from? Not saying you can't be aggressive in the battle, but when I want to hear some comedy that you're known for and I don't hear it, then it made me a little disappointed. Now, I don't know what people are talking about saying T-Top wasn't good. T-Top was fire. He was fire. And I don't know what other people were looking at and what they wanted him to say, but he was fire and he clearly
I get exactly what she's saying. What she's basically saying to y'all is they're known for having those magical moments. Like we all know him, QP, he'll say some off the wall, and that should be mad hilarious. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get that from him. He was basically what I got from it from the battle. Was that he actually, you know what I'm saying, left that out. And, you know, he tried to throw something in there, but knowing that it's a small room setting, and what happened was is they was actually coming to hear bars. So that's just like how they actually came and showed up prepared. Can it work in a small room with Clean? Can't say it will, depending on what he say and how he says it. But it showed, you know what I'm saying? It showed last night, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, some things can be a hit or miss, you know what I'm saying, depending on the kind of setting that you in, you know.
Thanks for interpreting for me, Larry.
Yeah, I fully hey, Larry left foot here for you.
Yo, it's your second time doing that. I think what she means is just
hey, I'm gonna do that to Kate. We'll say a bar, they don't get it, and I'm gonna just walk in. Hey, what do you mean? He's gonna ride down your block.
It's gonna be a conversational explanation, and I'm gonna have to just get back into my shit. Be like, yeah. So anyway, I grabbed the red.
Yeah, what he means is he's gonna come to your front door. We got baked mother. We gonna he hang out.
Y'all got sticks out there.
We got bagels, we got cream cheese.
but yeah, like so far, Dre, I mean, in this whole like narrative switching thing, he's 2 for 2. Oh, Trez might have beat Danny, and I'm seeing, like good. So let's move on to the next one, you dig? Who was next? Was it who was next, y'all? I don't recall.
Dre, who was next?
Yeah, Dre. You know. Dre's the only one that knows.
Dre.
Yeah, Dre.
Dre making
where's the card at?
Dre making potato salad, yo. Y'all
leave. Oh, my.
New Jersey twerking clips.
Oh, my fuck. Okay, New Jersey twerk versus Charlie Clips, man.
Okay.
Go ahead, Larry. Oh, I... Go ahead, Miss VA.
Somebody
post a card.
Hey, get out of here, Larry. Go ahead, Miss VA.
Okay, it was an interesting battle because everybody, the consensus on the internet is that, you know, Twerk lost, that he had some shit, but because he jerseyed in the third round, that he left it open for Clips to take the battle. But for me, I thought Clips was pretty good. He showed up and he had a third round. still, when you used to old clips, he was mm-hmm. okay.
Yep.
To me, he was just okay. You know, I don't know. He not the same. He not the top. He used to be my favorite. He not up there. But I mean, he did better than he did in the last, was it 3, 4, 5, 6 battles? But still, I just don't think it's enough.
Maybe that's wrong with me.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I think the last one the last person battle was Av. Was it Av?
Oh, Clips.
Yeah, Clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't all that great. Yeah, he showed up. Yeah, I agree with it.
Didn't he lose the Briz too, or am I making shit up?
Nah,
wasn't he supposed to show up and he didn't freestyle because he forgot his material, or was that somebody else?
That was Barley Blip. You feel me? That was Barley Blip.
Okay.
But right.
Yeah, I apologize, y'all. I had to do something with my daughter real quick.
Okay. But yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like Clips did win, but he wasn't crazy. And I think people were just happy to see him, quote unquote, halfway prepared, that they act like he was amazing. And I don't think he was amazing. I think I agree.
I think he was, I agree with her. I think he was okay because we mm-hmm. was expecting Clips. That Clips, I can't say that we always got to expect, you know, people that they showing from then, but it's kind of like, I forgot who just mentioned it, but it's kind of like, you know, when these guys talk previous and they say, man, I'm really going to show up. Y'all really think I'm going to be playing there? And boom, when the day comes, we like, man, what is this? Like, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He got slaughtered in the first round.
He got slaughtered.
I'm like, damn, Clips, we really thought you was going to just come wigging. And then, you know what I'm saying? He took a different angle route. You know what I'm saying? And in the second.
And he would have lost if New Jersey Twerk wouldn't have stopped short in the third. Like, he would have lost.
Yeah, but I agree.
But he won because of that.
I agree.
Well, maybe we could say that Clips, just hold on, Twerk just lost and Clips ain't win. Maybe that's what we could say.
No, I'm not saying that.
I can't say Twerk wasn't winning, though.
Let me get my assessment out there real quick. I do think that like the first round, that's definitely evident. But when Clips came out, especially from his last showing, it looked kind of bad. You know what I'm saying? His last showing was bad against Av. So when he came out, he had his shit together, up, had the crowd rocking, had comedy, which I don't know why. I'm looking on Twitter and people are saying like, oh, these comedy bars are hitting and stuff like that. But, like, that's what he do. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Clips do engage with the crowd and have the crowd laughing. But the thing was, once Twerk got the rap in that first round, it was like, yo, this looking bad. It's looking real bad because Twerk turned all the fucking way up. Now, that second round, when Clips really started breaking down Twerk's style, man, it's when the power changed. It's like he stripped them of his powers right there. So when he started rapping that next round, you really noticed a lot of shit, man. I mean, the way that he sets his rhymes up and then throw random shit in there, it makes you look at his style. Now, the third round, man, I think that even fuck up, it would have still been a debatable battle. You know what I'm saying? He could have won regardless if Twerk lost. I mean, messed up that third tonight. So I'm not in for saying that Twerk lost the battle, that Charlie didn't win it. I'm saying that Charlie won that battle. Charlie won it. He actually performed. He did his thing. I don't know what type of style people want from Clips. Clips is Clips. So that's Clip style. And he beat Twerk with his style. A lot of people want to try to do Twerk style when they go against Twerk. No, Charlie Clips was him, and he beat him with his style.
I mean, yeah, that, hey, man, and I got to hold this L too, man. I felt like with my feelings on Twerk, I felt like there was no way that Clips could fuck with him. Because, I mean, Clips, man, I don't believe in Clips, man. I really don't. But apparently he did what he was supposed to do, man. And we still gonna see Twerk on the next 18 cards, you know what I mean? So this shit don't fucking matter. Maybe after this finally Danny can kick his ass, but I doubt it. Let's see. So anyone else got anything to say, or are we moving to the next one?
Next one.
All right. Go move on to the next one.
All right. What was it? Arsenal and Geechee Gotti next.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm gonna let Dre speak on it first.
Yeah, you know Dre got his round.
He did. Nah, actually I thought the next battle was John and O-Red. Because it didn't go in the order. It didn't go in the order of the promo card. You know what I'm saying? John and O-Red, I think, went.
Okay, well, shit, go ahead. Yeah, somebody start that up.
Now, I want to hear Polo's version of this, because he's a very strong O-Red advocate, so I definitely want to hear his outtake.
I'm going to keep it real. O-Red, to me, didn't come to play. He came out first round spazzing. I don't know if you watch O-Red. I don't know who watch O-Red or not. But you know, when O-Red shows up, man, he's bar for bar, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you could tell when, you know, he got the game face on and his delivery, the only thing I could say about O-Red where he slipped up was that I kind of felt like he gave away was pretty much like the third. John the Don took that. I gave the first round to O-Red. I got the second to John. And then, of course, I gave the third to John. I mean, I edged the second to John. And then O-Red, man, he kept slipping and stumbling, man. So then I gave the third to John. But O-Red, for the first two rounds, he did you know what I'm saying? Like, he was in his bag. But I kind of feel, you know what I'm saying, took it.
All right, what about who else? Go ahead, Miss VA.
Yeah, I gave it to O-Red. I thought O-Red
I ain't mad won. At that.
I felt like when John came out scheme about the, it kind of threw me off because I felt like the motherfucker was stealing. Like, I've seen that
I forgot
he
about
the same
that. With
thing.
People.
He just didn't put the clothes on. He put the clothes on the ground.
Yo, he's stealing already. Then I was like, I'm watching him. He's like, y'all remember when Prep did that? Like,
no, somebody
Prep did the same thing.
Yo, man. Yo. Like, yo,
and then Star Smiles did it too. When Star Smiles did it,
yeah, there we go.
Changed her clothes in the rink.
Yo, like, Josh, when she was battling my verse.
But it's crazy because he mentioned my verse, but then he was stealing from a my verse battle. Like, what?
Yo.
It was crazy. Josh, so it's like, I took points away from that. It could have been you know what I'm saying? But if somebody did it already. And then the jump took two and a half minutes of a 3-minute round. Like, damn, what are you? I just ain't get it. You know what I'm saying? So, but then what I liked about O-Red is he didn't spend three rounds talking about him stealing the $35. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he hit
right,
on
right,
it.
Right.
That's
right.
It. I like that.
Moved on. Yeah, he mentioned
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like that
on.
Because some people, you know, spend a lot of time and talk about the same angle in three rounds. Come on, bro. We tired of this play. It get played out. You know what I'm saying? So I liked it. And then the stumbling and stuff, even with the stumbles, I feel like he still won. He might not have won that third, but I gave him the first and the second. But that's just me.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that at all.
Okay, yeah. So it's 1-1. What about you, Keystone? But yeah.
No, shit. I got to agree with Miss VA, man. Like, the first and the second, O-Red, he came to play, like, for real. I mean, shit, yeah. John, with that damn robe, man. All the dressed and shit, everybody got dressed already.
Get battle rank is up in this motherfucker, man.
Motherfucker got dressed like 7 battles ago. Like, stop, boy. He steady taking people's shit. Tired of that dude. He a thief. then he stole all them $35 and shit. Like, come on, man.
His motherfucking ass still ain't apologized. He talking about, I give you 3 rounds. Pop, pop, pop.
Hey, Keystone, you feel away because he took your $35?
He ain't take my $35. Fuck that.
Exactly.
Man. I feel
no, but here's the thing. He took my $35.
All, he took the
and I really was 35. Being unbiased. Oh, no, he took my $35, but I was being unbiased because I was like, okay, I'm gonna go into battle really. You see what I'm saying? Really looking to see who won the battle and not be biased because my feelings and my pockets is hurting. But at the same time, I wasn't. It was you can't win if you steal somebody else's scheme. Like, you can't. Yeah, you use the words up, but it's still somebody else's. He thinks that. Now, it would have been different if O-Red had done that. And you know how he say, I'm, you know, taking your stuff to use it against you. Okay, that might be okay, but O-Red ain't do that. You took somebody else.
He stole O-Red, how many Baba Baba shit, like, and tried to use that.
But
shit.
Everyone
yeah,
does.
I know he tried to use that, but it ain't work.
It ain't even everybody work, right? That shit ain't even hit, man. Fuck, man, he's a thief, man. No respect for thieves, man.
I'm going to be honest with y'all, you know what I mean? I think, whenever I watch it, I don't think that's gonna play a factor for me because I don't remember either of those wardrobe changing things personally.
Prep
did it versus Chilla Jones.
Prep said, "This is how you get the job. Like he gonna teach you how to do this. I'm gonna teach you how to get the job."
Good thing that he did that battle too.
Yeah, ahead, was that right? Against Chilla? Was that against Chilla when he done that? I think was against
he did
Chilla.
It. He did it against Chilla. I think he brought it back versus Lotta Zay. But go ahead, Dre. Let us know how you called it. Because right now it's 2-1.
All stealing aside, I think John performed pretty good. And O-Red, he performed up to what I thought he was. You know, that third round, you know, I actually expected that too. So it was not like a shock. You know, I expected him to fuck up. He's known for that, just like John is known for stealing. So if I'm not going to take any points off for him stumbling and choking, because that's his thing, you know.
Hey, man,
you know,
shouts to Jersey real quick, man. But anyway.
Yeah, we will get to that later too in another battle. But, yeah, so a lot of Jersey was going on, a lot of choking up. But for me, this is a debatable battle because I really don't have no gripe against John like that. You know, I free 99 and shit, so my pockets wasn't hurting or none of that when it happened. I was upset that it was one rounders, but hey, playing, you know, I was giving us free, so I got it for the free 99. I don't care, you know what I mean? So I'm judging off bars and performance. So this battle was actually debatable. I'm gonna have to look at it again now. Besides the point that I know about that clothes changing scheme, I did like the way he did it. You know what I'm saying? He did put it together. He didn't fuck up. You know what I mean? So he executed it well. A couple of things he was doing, he had a lot of dry spots. You know what I'm saying? A couple of the dry spots in there. And O-Red, you could tell O-Red, he had choked before he started stumbling. I think, what, it was round 2? Which round did
round 3. Round 3.
Is that the one? No, I'm not talking about. Is that when he was freestyling?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to take off of that. So it's a toss up battle for me. Once you go back and look at it, you know, I'm going to look at it again. And since I had no real interest or nothing invested in his event, I can just call it down and say, like, it could be a 2-1 either way. You know what I mean? I'm not holding no grudges on no extracurricular stuff. So, having said that, man, I think I'm gonna edge it to John, man.
No.
Listen. This is my point of view. You know what I'm saying? Y'all said y'all point of view. This is my point of view. So I'm saying it's debatable, and I might edge it to John, but I gotta look at it again, you know. I understand everybody got their panties in a bunch because he stole from the community, but I didn't get stole from. You know, I think I was doing
the stuff. Who got their panties in a bunch, though? Who got their panties in a bunch?
The community, and whoever paid for it.
Mr. P.
No, I paid for it. My panties are not as
much. I'm going to say it one more time. The community that bought the event. Now, you're in that community that's not saying that I'm just talking straight to you. So don't take it that way, because I see the way you just popped up. Ooh, no, I'm just saying most of the people that bought it is holding that against them. I didn't, so I don't feel no type of way. I was doing the stealing, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do the free 99 because, you know, when you want to support, they don't support you, and things like this happen, and it don't affect me. So I'm calling it 2-1 debatable either way.
All right. Yo, we still here?
Oh, yeah, we here. We here.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Yeah, we here.
So what was next? Was it Arson Geechee or Nitty and Suge?
I believe Nitty. It was Nitty and Suge.
Nitty and Suge. Yeah.
Yes, let's talk about
Hold on a second. Let me say, I think, like, I called, like, John 2-1 in here. It sounds like that's, you know what I mean, that's a likely possibility. So right now I'm, like, 2-2. I'm 2-2. So, Nitty and Suge.
Nitty and Suge. I got Rum Nitty, man. I definitely got Rum Nitty taking that battle.
Facts.
I think I lost $7 on this battle. I think I bet for this battle. I think I lost because I went for Suge. And Suge was all right. He was good, but Nitty was too much.
Yeah, Nitty.
Well, in the prediction show we did, individually and as a group effort, I'm the one who said there's no way that Suge can beat Nitty, bar for bar. Bar for bar, you can't fuck with him. Now, this is
I got a question. Where did Suge get this Nelly from? Why he kept saying Nelly?
Because his name, Rum Nitty's name is Cornell.
Cornell.
I get the Cornell, but Nelly?
Yeah, I was gonna get to it, but you know what I mean. Yes, there was a reach. There was a reach, and it made. But everybody, listen. I'm looking through Twitter and other places, and people was talking about, "Oh, this is the most lyrical Shotgun Suge has ever been." If this is the lyrical he's ever been, this goes back to what I say. He's trash without the theatrics, and he tried to overdo the theatrics. Is why his fat ass got tired by the end of the second round and was done the third. Trying to do all that jumping around.
That was a little bit aggressive, wasn't it?
No. I said the same thing in my prediction, though. I knew what it was. All they're going to do is get around, shake around, and ooh, look at the big guy moving. It's like, no, say some shit.
He was lyrical, though.
Shotgun did go off. He went off. I just Rum, man, was just punching him to sleep, man. That's just what it is.
That's kind of, yeah. If I don't know how many people there are, probably about four people on this earth who've been living under a rock that don't realize that that's kind of like that. That's just Nitty's MO. Like people, and it's not like it sounds. Yeah, that's easy to beat. Not necessarily like going in there, like punching you in the fucking face repeatedly. Like you just kind of got to hold that.
Man, Rum Nitty is the volume king.
Yeah. Listen. I heard someone talk about this, and besides the John battle, that's the only thing that I can't say why he's not the volume king is because of that John battle.
Well, right. If we really break it down,
him and John was in the volume room.
No, hold on.
Was it?
There was on volume. Yeah, he battled John on the volume three. What was that? Volume three.
Volume two.
Hold on, has Nitty been on every volume?
Yes, that's what.
Yeah,
I was
yeah. He been on every volume.
There's three people who have been on every volume card. That's Rum Nitty, New Jersey Twerk, and O Red. So O Red had a fantastic showing on the first and second. The third was pretty good. It was all right. And this one was pretty good. It was all right, right? Nitty on the first one was fantastic. On the second one was okay. Like, he fucked up. The third, he was like very good, minus the minus what happened in the third round. And then on this one, he snapped. Twerk, on the first one, he fucked up in his first round. Was great the second two. Same thing. Like in the second one, he was amazing in the back two, but he choked in the first one. The last one, he was good. He was very good, but the battle got fucked up. You know what I mean? Because of like the extracurriculars. And then on this one, he just kind of shit the bed against Clip. So I think Nitty has to be the king. Honestly, you can maybe try to argue O-Red, but I think Nitty's consistency has been a little bit more.
Oh yeah, if we come down to either Nitty or O-Red, I'm definitely, my vote is definitely Nitty.
Yeah.
I am Malcolm X.
Yeah, well, but
I'm Nitty the Valiant King, man. Come on now, we're not finna sit here and try to act like
champion.
Like, come on, y'all.
Champion. All right,
but listen, this is what I want to talk about real quick. So, O-Red's, his closer is, you heard me? Jersey. Right? And so I'm hearing Shotgun Suge do the same shit. It's basically the same thing. He kind of switched it up a little bit. Y'all not taking points. Who's a Shotgun Suge fan, or who had him winning? Do y'all take off points for that? Because he copied the man's whole little punchline or closer or whatever you want to call it.
Hey, that shit too. I just always assumed it was like a Jersey thing. Like, not everyone, you know what I mean? But like, I assumed it was a Jersey thing. Like,
because yeah, I think it's a Jersey thing. They all from Jersey.
Okay, now who else says it though? Because I always hear O-Red say it. O-Red was one of the. Say it? No, hell no.
What about Arse?
Nah, I'm talking about you heard me, Jersey. It's not just saying Jersey, it's you heard me, Jersey. Now that's O-Red shit. He's been saying it for a long time. And I know the Shotgun Suge was saying it. Does anybody that had him winning, are y'all taking points away from that, or y'all sweeping that under the rug?
I don't think anyone has him winning.
I'm not saying that he's winning. I'm just saying that y'all taking points away, because I see y'all got a certain energy for every little small thing John did, but it's like a lot of things y'all sweeping on the rug for other people.
That's
that man's slogan. Are you taking points off?
No, what I'm saying is, I the Shotgun, but see, Shotgun said I ain't got no, but see, Shotgun said I ain't got no motherfucking slogan, something Jersey. Like, that's how he said.
No, go back and watch this battle.
Battle Truth
every
voice.
Round.
That's a lie.
Yeah, but listen, every round he said something like Jersey or heard me or something like that. He made it to the point where it sounded just like what O-Red was saying. I just want to know how far people critique. Are you critiquing everything with a microscope or only like John or something like that?
Wait, Dre, you
no,
think...
I feel like they just doing that shit. Like, them motherfuckers sit around each other. As much as they want to make it seem like that they don't sit around each other, and all them motherfuckers in Jersey, bro, that shit just rubbing out paws on each other. You see what I'm saying? They just saying shit, and then when they got their momentum and they just gone and they just trying to figure out what to say, because like he was just trying to end his round shit. I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, you'll find yourself saying certain shit. Like, if we sit in Discord and talk to each other all day and then fuck around, I might say something that Dre might say all the time, just not knowing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man.
Keystone, I agree with you, but I gotta agree with Dre in terms of, like, if we have, like, energy for, John's stealing shit, you know what I mean? I think we gotta be fair around the board with it.
Yeah, but, hey, but this is what y'all gotta understand, though. I'm gonna go ahead and play that.
Hold on, listen.
It was y'all gotta understand, though, play devil's advocate on this one. John, ever since when John, you know, when you've been tagged, you know how, like, let's say you gang affiliate, you've been tagged. You know what I'm saying? Once you've been tagged for something, it's kind of hard to wing out. So every little thing, if somebody catch you doing something, somebody else did or whatever, hey, dude, you stole it. You know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be that on John, no matter what he does or no matter how hard he tries. Y'all get what I'm saying? So, but a slogan on that end, on that part, do I say, yeah, okay. They all say Jersey, though, at the end of the day. They all do Jersey. So, can you say if Suge just says Jersey when he chokes, or if O'Red just say Jersey or something, like, is that stealing? Is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you critique that? That's why I'm trying to, I'm saying, help me out, because I'm kind of lost on that part with the slow.
I don't see it like no stealing. I don't, John, like you said, I ain't trying to pick on John, bro, but like at the same time, he came into the battle rap scene stealing. Like, he was like a thief. He was like under niggas' beds taking everything, bro. Like, stop. I'm like, come on, man. Like, for real, man. That shit.
Yeah, that's why I kind of feel like once you tag Jersey, for something.
Every Jersey rapper say Jersey when they end in their rounds, or they, you know what I'm saying, they finish, they say Jersey. That's just like you get YK, you get Big Cannon, you or any Chicago niggas, and they all from the South Side, and they just say South Side at the end of their shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or Chirac or something. I mean, how's that stealing? That's where they from. I don't see that.
Hold on, Polo. But you're missing something. It's the, listen to the two keywords. He says, you heard me, Jersey. That's the difference between just saying Jersey. He's using O-Red's, it's a punchline, a tagline, whatever, just to end the round, is you heard me, Jersey. Now, Shotgun Suge all of a sudden is saying, you heard me, Jersey. It's a difference. It's like everybody do say Jersey. They're just Jersey. Not just saying, you heard me, Jersey. There's a big difference. South Side, that's one thing. South Side. You know what I'm saying? I can see if motherfuckers say, your mother should have told you it'd be days like that. That's still in that man's tagline. That's just like you saying, you heard me, Jersey. You can say Jersey or something, you don't say something else with Jersey, but you heard me, Jersey is specifically old red shit. But I see we ain't got the same energy with other people as we have with John. All right, I'm leaving back up.
Hold on. Before we get off of it, I will get, I got one thing to state though. In John's third round, I was listening to him when he was, you know, he was talking about the grind time and the spit that he, I will say this, and this is something I will have to correct. Milltown Blow, we was already popping on Spit That Heat before John came on the scene. Milltown Blow brought Sire Boy back out. Nobody else did. Milltown Blow did. Nobody heard from Sire Boy since 106. He had brought Sire, but shouts out to him. Shouts out to Sire. But that part I will say, no, John didn't steal nobody's talent with that. Everybody, you know, people went to bullpen on their own. But I want to state this for the record. Milltown Blow was already popping. We already had the South popping in Atlanta, bro. Nobody came on the scene and got Milltown blowed up. I have to speak for that man's defense, bro, because I'm gonna keep it real. I you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna sit there and let nobody, you know what I'm saying, nah, it ain't happened like that. Milltown Blow was already popping, bro. He was already on the scene.
Hey, he Blow brought JC. Blow did a whole blog about that too. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Spit That Heat, Milltown Blow. You know, he definitely did a blog and explained everything. So,
and I ain't saying this because I'm only speaking because, you know what I'm saying, for the fans and everybody that, you know what I'm saying, that follow Spit That Heat today, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell it correctly, you know what I'm saying? Nah, Milltown Blow was already popping. He already had JC on the scene, he had Mr. Mills, he had brought Danger Zone versus Automatic Ray. Yes, you had John versus T-Top. You had PC, brought PC back. PC the champion. We had Jack Boy. We had, of course, we had Bad News. We had Big Hand. We had, you can name a lot. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we had Rum Nitty, Briz Rosting. They was already on the roster at the time. You know what I'm saying? We had Lotta Zay. We had a gang, Marv. Chris McCody, XL. I mean, the list goes on. You know what I'm saying? So it's really, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really nobody that Milltown Blow, you know what I'm saying, hasn't worked with, you know what I'm saying, already. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at that time, nah, he was already popping, man. We ain't going to sit there and say, like, nah, man. I just wanted to clear that up for the fan base.
All right. So, you know what I mean? Unofficial main event. know what I mean? Arsenal versus Gotti, man. Now, y'all said y'all want to let Dre get his round off first.
So yeah, let Dre get the round off. Okay, we ain't
right
going to do
I'm
this.
Three, right now, I'm 3-2, man.
Welcome to the Outsider Media Group.
Okay, listen. Listen, so I'm going to go back a little bit on this. On this John mm-hmm. battle, that third round when he was addressing the spit, that heat and all that shit, right? I see a lot mm-hmm. of people was taking off points because he wasn't directing his bars to O-Red. Okay, now let's go to this battle. Arsenal started off the round. I mean, he started off his first round like smoking, cooking, man. The shit that he was talking about. You should have known, because like they say, when you see a calm Arsenal in the face-off, he's prepared. He's definitely prepared. And he came out there prepared, did his thing. Now, Geechee, he was definitely talking his shit, too. But as the rounds went on, he started giving those mixtape bars type material. It's like, it's stories. It has nothing to do with Geechee. I mean, with Arsenal. It's just hood stories and stuff like that. Do y'all take points away for random bars? Because he could have a whole book of these stories and add them into any battle, right? And they're random bars. They're not addressing your opponent. Does that count? Does that count as like random bars?
Me personally, I've never taken for quote unquote indirectness, because, you know what I mean? Okay, perfect example. B-Dot versus Emerson Kennedy. I gave B-Dot that third round, even though it didn't have a whole lot to do with Emerson Kennedy, because I feel like it's about what is more impactful. Now, I will say, King Los versus Head Ice. I took off for King Los having a bunch of daylight bars, because that's not who you're battling. That is a whole different person. But if you're just like speaking on something like conceptually, you're not like attacking like someone else, because I don't really give a whole lot of credit for bars directed to another battler, because you can battle them when you're in front of them, battle the person. But I at the same time, I don't mind like indirect bars if I feel like it's good substance. It's good. It's a good concept or whatever. You know what I mean? Hey, yo.
Okay, my bad. I'm here. All right. So listen.
Hold on, Dre. Hey, pause real quick for a second. We're going to stop right here. I know, you know what I mean? While we're recording this, they just, URL just dropped the Math Hopper verse app release trailer, man. So, Dre, we going to have to talk about that. That's what I already know.
That ain't really too much to talk about. Well, we could talk about it, though. But I'm going to go ahead and shorten this up. You know what I'm saying? I had ours 2-1 the first two rounds. And the third round is debatable. Only reason why it's debatable because Art started messing up at the end. You know what I'm saying? And Geechee had a decent third. It wasn't that powerful, ooh, God level third that everybody says that Geechee has. You know what I'm saying? But let me say this: Geechee was not bad at all. You know what I'm saying? Despite what certain motherfuckers think that I got an axe to grind with this dude. Nah. He actually did a lot. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think nobody is above critique. You know what I'm saying? I even critique Av, which, of course, that's why KTL said that, because, you know, that's one of my favorite battlers and shit. I critique him, too. So if I critique somebody, it's my critique. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just not critique somebody because he's popular and he's popping. Nah, I'm going to say what my other motherfuckers are not going to say. And like I was saying, those actual mixtape bars or non-direct bars, I'm going to say something about that shit because nobody else is. They just let them get away with it. If you're going to take away points from somebody else for giving indirect bars, by definition, these are indirect bars, and you have to do the same. But I give the battle to Arsenal 2-1, first two rounds.
All right, what about everybody else?
Man, this is Larry Left Foot. Yeah, I'll go with
Hey, hold on. My bad. Real quick before you go. Hey, Larry, what was your bowel count? Because I'm interested with
my bowel count. I had. You talking about my bowel or you talking about in general?
No. I'm talking about this whole event because I'm going to peep other people's recap and see if they stress the bowel.
You know what, to be real. The bowel shit, bland. I don't care how you say it. Really, that don't bother me, man. The only thing I would limit if they had that shit again, cancer and all that other shit. I don't care how you want to emulate the gun. I don't care how you resemble this, how it pop. You say shit as many times as you want. I don't really care. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but yeah, I mean, that's just me. You know, I mean that's because if you want to limit that, you got to limit a lot of other shit, man, that people just do in general. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you do that, I mean, I'd rather have as many bowels as you damn want or whatever, as long as you ain't doing it consistently the whole round. Like you come out, bow. And when I walk in, bow. And when I go through the back door, bow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole, you know what I'm saying? If you got your whole good round in and then you got a few of them, nah, I'm really bothering me.
You know I'm being petty. You know I'm being petty.
I know. But nah, really, technically, I'm just saying, technically, that don't bother me. I don't get tired of it. You know, I like the different transitions, man. But when you have certain bars, though, that everybody end up saying, like, well, I heard 1,000 bird boxes already. I mean, the references part, like, that don't bother me. You know what I'm saying? But you said
different. Yeah, you got to be specific. It's about references, not
just. It's about references. Yeah, let me fix that. You know what I'm saying? Let me fix that. It's the reference. I don't mind the references. You know what I'm saying? If you could deliver it and say it any different and better than just the normal plane, how we know you're going to come, like, you know, a blindfolded shooting with three birds. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already know that, but we know where you're going with it. But if you're smart and, you know what I'm saying, we don't see it coming, then, yeah, I'd be like, oh, that was, yeah, he snuck that in. That was fire. But it's just the same, you know, we hear the same shit, you know what I'm saying, said, and then it gets tiring, you know what I'm saying, you know, just you all go. That shit, it gets, you know, the
so
Mars,
who you got, so who you
Mars, got I'm gonna be real, man, shit, that was a good ass battle, man. I wanna say Geechee, but Arsenal was saying some shit too. But Geechee, man, kind of hit Arsenal with your Grape Street, but you rep Grape Street Watts, but Grape Street is beefing with niggas on the East Coast. So whose side do you take? He was like, oh, so I guess they niggas' problems is not yours. Like, it was dope how he just had that whole angle. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then Arsenal came back game banging his game banging, no matter where you're from. You know what I'm saying? So he spoke on that. I was just looking out for a lot of shit, like lyrical delivery. They both was on his shit. I'll probably go Arsenal on this one. I'll probably say Arsenal with the edge. With the edge winning.
What you think?
Oh, I got Arsenal too. I got Arsenal.
I wouldn't be mad about that, yeah. I'd say I'd go with Arsenal because Arsenal was really like, he was in the bag. You know what I'm saying? Not saying Geechee wasn't, because Geechee, it's like, I ain't gonna lie, damn near had Geechee winning. But it's just a few things, like, y'all gotta understand, man, like, rapping ability-wise, like, how which y'all was speaking on, rapping, like, lyrical MCs, like, Arsenal, you could label, he's one of them, you know what I'm saying? You got a nigga in there that can rap, that can really, like, on go, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the guy that he is from the West, you know, he's not like the Danny Myers kind of style, you know what I'm saying? He's more laid back, you know what I'm saying? He'll get, you know, he take his time, and that's good. But, you know, Arsenal, he's rapid fire, you know what I'm saying? You hit that semi button, he's rapid, he's coming nonstop. So, you know, like, it's just, you got to keep up, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that just doesn't work all the time, but I kind of feel like, you know, Geechee from then, when he used to have, you know, time remembering his bars to how far, if you look at how far he came, man, he's really progressed way much more better. So he was definitely good, but I get, you know, I give it to Arsenal.
What you think, Stone?
Oh, no, I got Arsenal in that battle. I don't know, man. It was a good battle. I just got to be honest, like, Mm-hmm. Everybody tried, like a lot of people trying to say that Arsenal had a lot of filler. I don't.
Nah, man.
Nah, I don't feel they like it was a lot of filler. I just feel like shit. I mean, Arsenal was being Arsenal. Arsenal was ready.
I mean,
Arsenal,
to be honest, Arsenal always has a lot of filler. That's just kind of his style. I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like Arsenal style. It is what it is, man.
Yeah, Arsenal won.
So let's go through this. Who had Battle of the Night?
Claim.
No, the
yeah, that is a good one, man. Who? Yeah, that is a good question, man. Who did have battle?
Who had the battle
I
of the night?
Oh, the battle of the night.
I'm gonna say Jeff Trez. Like, yeah, that was yeah. back and forth. Best like yeah, that's one of the highest debatable.
Yeah, and I said that in the last prediction. Thank me later, because everybody laughed at me.
Hey, we talking that shit, man. Y'all talking about clean
paper. Yeah, me and KT said it. We said Danny and Trez. And Keystone and Dre said clean paper and T-top.
No, listen. Let me explain, because I asked. My whole thing was I thought clean paper was going to actually come with some shit. The question wasn't whether T-top was going to do his thing or not. T-top always comes like correct with his shit. It's just you actually got to see the levels. You're like, oh, my part playing, but when you actually get into the D league or something.
Well, but Dre, but we got to keep the same energy. You've been calling out people on stuff that they said during the prediction, so you got to let me hold this W. You know what I'm
What W?
Champion of the night, clean paper.
You and Keystone said clean paper and T-top. Me and Polo was right, feel me.
I never didn't say it wasn't what it was.
I gotta be fair.
Battle, it couldn't be the battle of the night when T-Top smoked QP. So I understand why y'all saying that. Danny versus Chef Trez was definitely, I think I kind of said that might have been my B choice, but yes, T-Top definitely smoked him.
I wanna be fair about something. I wonder why. You know, this is Rum Nitty's what, fourth or third? Yeah, this is four. I wonder why he hasn't won champion of the. I don't understand.
They're not doing champion of the night.
Not champion of the night. Well, then champion of the year. I don't understand. He has some good runs. Besides with the Giants, he has some good runs.
Well, he could have it this year. You know, I mean, he's starting off the year strong. But who had performance of the night? Y'all think?
Clean Pope.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If we go on bias, if we go on the bias thing, I'm gonna say Av had performance of the night.
No,
that's a good argument, Dre. But I think
about it, performance of the night. I probably would say Arsenal. Probably.
To me, yeah, I say Arsenal. To me.
I'll probably say Arsenal.
Man, I gotta go with T-Top. Arsenal fucked up at the end of his third. T-Top was flawless.
None of y'all thought Nitty.
My bad. Hey, I ain't gonna front. I was slipping. Damn, I was sitting there thinking too hard. Like, yeah, Nitty. I'll say Nitty.
Hey, hold on. I don't know how nobody didn't mention this during the Nitty segment. What y'all think about that no look alley oop, yo?
Was fire. I didn't see that coming. See, it's shit like that you just don't see coming. That was fire. He got shotgun shook back for that, for the last one, but you didn't see it coming.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like you know when somebody say a bar and you know where they you know it's coming, like, oh, here we go. He about this, you know what I'm saying? Like, we about to hear it. Here it come. Boom, there it is. You actually didn't see this one coming. So he didn't use it in the first round, he used it in the second. So he didn't give everything away. You know what I'm saying? I like how he started it. You know what I'm saying? How he started his round off. You about to die. You know, let's get one thing straight. Your vital signs. Like, that shit was fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was hard. You know, he did a lot of things he just didn't see coming. Yeah, he came out the gate. So, yeah, I'll go with Nitty on that. Yeah, y'all right.
I heard our song. I was like, damn, not Nitty, not Danny, not John Oro Red. Like,
I mean, you got a bunch. I mean, you got a lot of them, though, man. You got a lot. You know, you got a lot that has some flawless. You know what I'm saying? That's something we would really have to. But I wouldn't be mad. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, you know, run with me.
Yeah, reason why. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Miss VA, who you had a performance of tonight?
No.
Get that water.
No, nah, because your signal cutting in and out. That's why he was saying that.
Okay. But like I said, I have to watch it again because I don't know like who I would pick. Like I don't want to just jump and pick one person now and then I feel like somebody else. So I don't know.
All right.
That's why I say that. That's why I say it's a bunch of them on there that was really, you know what I'm saying? They did a wonderful, excellent job, man. Shouts out and salute to URL, man, for a dope fire event, man. Volume 4. If y'all don't have it, man, make sure, man, go get the. Make sure y'all go check out some other battles, you know what I'm saying? Polo versus PDP. We got Caleb versus Hector, what was the guy's name? what was his name?
Hurt the Great.
I'm okay. He fucked him up. But yeah, Hurt the Great. Shouts out to him. Yeah, I can't remember his name. Hurt the Great. Make sure y'all go check that out, man.
Oh, check out Keystone Rhymes on Kane.
Check out that movement. That movement is movement right now, man.
Oh, follow him on Twitter too. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter too.
Yeah, check out the intellectual views of Miss VA's Finest on Twitter too. You might be able to learn something, man. Outside of media group, we do a lot of things, man. Yeah, collectively and separate, we do a lot of good material. So check us out.
Facts. I just be all right. Here for smoke.
I think that's a good note to end out on, man. Go ahead and go ahead and sign us out, Dre. I mean, you kind of did already, but officially, you know what I'm saying? Not unofficially, officially.
Now, everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know what we do, man. It's 540 Dre VA all day, man. Everybody, give your tags, and we're gonna get up out of here.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Polo. I go and stay in tune, man, aka Larry Leftfoot. You know what I'm saying?
Keystone DDT Chicago Movement. Twitter handle Keystone _ 5000.
Hey, yo, man, KTL, every. Just peas.
Get your water. Get the water.
Oh, I'm good.
Miss Peanut Butter, you don't want nobody to find you?
She fighting them away with a stick right now. It's all good, but we out of here, all right?
Hold on. She's on.
Oh, is she? Oh, wait.
Nah, she Jersey. She out. She Jersey.
You heard me? Jersey.
We gonna start using that.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.